This is Rumblestrip, good conversation that takes its time.
She does love the little children.
Oh boy.
All the children of the world.
This is Max and his family the day before Thanksgiving. They were driving from Traverse City to Grand Rapids in a snowstorm.
Jesus loves the little children of the world.
I asked listeners to send me recordings from Thanksgiving, and they did. So without further ado, here is the Thanksgiving show. Welcome.
It's Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and we're in the midst of preparing a vegetarian mushroom Wellington recipe that we found in the New York Times and we've done before. It looks stunning.
Pig.
Pig.
Don't you think that's a good idea about the pumpkins and my centerpieces that I bought?
Sounds great.
Randall's doing the turkey. Julie's doing all the non-glucose stuff and
gluten,
and then whatever her name, Miriam's doing all the other stuff, and I'm just gonna be popping olives over there and those little cherry tomatoes, and it's having LaCroix, little Topo Chico. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great.
We're in the car on the Mass Pike on our way to my sister and her husband's home in Newton, Mass. We are here with our parrot, and I know I am very much looking forward to seeing everybody. We're expecting 28 people for Thanksgiving, and my sister always roasts a lot of turkey necks.
If we can do our stuff between 10 and noon, we don't have to do anything for the rest of the day.
Okay.
All we have to do is sit and eat, because they're all coming with all their food, and I'm not doing shit after they all get here.
Do you know it? Go ahead.
Oh, we need another song. Chicken.
Banana. Banana.
Chicken.
Banana. Banana.
Chicken.
Banana. Banana.
Chicken.
Banana. Banana.
Chicken.
And I'm glad that my parents and I are going to be out to Crescent this year, because for the last several years, we have spent Thanksgiving alone. And when it's just the three of us, my parents and me, sitting there in their dining room, you can just feel that you're like looking down the barrel of passing time and feel all the dead relatives who are no longer there.
Yeah, and you know, there I was in Walmart thinking it's going to be busy, these people are going to be a lot of unfriendly folks, trying to get their food for Thanksgiving, and I'll be darned if those people weren't wonderful. Wonderful people helped me find the stuff, because, hey, I'm a 68-year-old grandfather, and when I go to Walmart, dude, I'm in there for 5 minutes getting three items. I know where they are, and I'm out the door. So to have a list from my daughter and wandering around in there, I'm not going to find Dick. And so I'm asking people, asking the employees, and they're just directing me, showing me where stuff was. It was amazing. I think Walmart's amazing.
Because my daughter, who's 16, is in the Nutcracker. She does the Nutcracker every year on the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving.
You know, a lot of the dating apps let people sort of update their location. So if you were to go down to New York City for the holidays, suddenly you have this whole new pool of potential dates showing up on your dating app.
And it really kind of takes over our entire week. We don't go anywhere. We stay here for the Nutcracker.
And a lot of times it's people trying to like set up a date for like the Friday after Thanksgiving, just to kind of like have something fun to do, sneaking away from the family or whatever.
She's got four leads. She's the snow queen. She's really dedicated so much time to this. So therefore, we have two. It's a lot of volunteer, you know, participating, lots of parents.
Suddenly, there's this wave of out-of-towners who are like, hey, I'm up in Vermont for the holidays. Hit me up if you want to go out on a date. I'm not saying that's what I'm doing. I'm just telling you that's happening.
when wilt thou blow the small rain down can rain? Christ, if my love were in my arms and I in my bed again.
It brings up a lot.
It brings up both sadness and loneliness.
Like I was gonna be on scallion pancakes because I'd made them before, but they were kind of a disaster on Thanksgiving Day. When we fried them, they just became these brittle crackers, and I felt like she was very disappointed.
Okay, it's not in your apple pie, it's in the dough, and it's just 4 tablespoons, and there's like 700 tablespoons of butter in it.
All right. I feel like she's the one who's usually in charge. It's one of the environments, the kitchen, where I feel more comfortable playing that subservient role and just letting her be the bossy older sister that she is. It feels somehow like a healing, settling in to these roles that I've been trying to get out of for my whole life.
You know, there's a central component of Thanksgiving that is just like tradition and ritual. And so to sort of, you know, accept that into your home, even though you detest corn souffle, should be touching and is in some way. But also the corn souffle is not anything that I feel any attachment to. It's something I made last year for the first time because I thought it seemed interesting and was not terrible, I will say. So I just got mad the way that you do when you feel like you're being treated with unnecessary generosity. I don't need your pity for my corn souffle. I'll make Brussels sprouts.
I made mashed potatoes I don't know how many friggin' times. But we peeled them all, we cut them up small, and boiled the hell out of them. In the snow-covered hills, to a landslide war. And they boiled forever and ever and ever. And the scratch.
We've been at this all day. I would like to sit down and relax and read my book and enjoy everything, okay? That's what I would like.
And we put the butter to them, we put the milk to them, put the seasoning to them, and finally we had some mashed potatoes, but they were fairly lousy mashed potatoes.
Many blessings, good Lord. Thank you for having all my children under one roof for a couple of nights, God. God, we'd like to thank you for the gift of my dad, who was the greatest father for 58 years. God, we ask that you hold us tight, and we ask that you help us to honor him, God. Not by being sad and sorrowful, good Lord, but by celebrating the joy of life, God. We ask that you help us to recognize those who are less fortunate. Just through kind gestures, simple smiles, and show us how to help other people, dear Lord, especially during this time of year, God. And we're so thankful, God, for the family that we have here tonight. In your name, we pray in heaven. Amen.
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, all creatures beneath the Praise Father, Son, and Holy
hours in school.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Todd had kidney stones. And then my mom had surgery last week. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
He won't let mom. That's it.
So what's the matter what you dress as?
It doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't. But I go to socialize, so I don't.
Okay. So if the purpose is to socialize, what does it matter if we wear shorts, sweatpants, pajamas?
It matters.
If it's about finding religion and...
Yeah, God don't care what you wear. God only cares that your ass is in the seat. You don't care what you wear.
It's respectful. You wear a shirt, a tie, a jacket. To whom? Respectful to the church.
I'm in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, and it's Thanksgiving Day, and it's very quiet here. In fact, I feel sad just talking about how quiet it is. Just me and my two cats are sitting in the kitchen, and all my family's in the States, and I'm a dual citizen. I have two passports, which is a great privilege, but I feel afraid to come to the States right now. Anyhow, I'm missing my family. I haven't talked to them for ages, and I haven't seen most of them since before the pandemic, even my two of my brothers. It's just too long. It's too long. We had Canadian Thanksgiving a couple weeks ago, and it was pretty nice. We had it with some friends, and but it's not the same as having a big family, and all that goes with it. Even the worries about not getting along and disagreeing, they're still important. That's for sure. Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Okay.
All right. Y'all be careful.
Okay.
Going back.
All right. You be careful.
Bye, Stacey.
I love you.
We took some love you.
In the aftermath, when you go downstairs and there's crumbs all over the table and the refrigerator's filled with leftovers, and think, well, what is the line between abundance and disgusting surfeit, just too much.
Y'all been busy making a couple trips in just a few days, haven't you?
Yeah.
People start coming and it's overwhelming. You can't really talk to them because you're busy making sure all the food comes out hot at the same time. But they're all laughing and they're having a good time in the other room and making music. People are telling stories and...
Look at the moon, Henry. There's a moon coming up over here.
I ain't cried 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
The moon's
yeah.
coming up so man. Pretty. Oh.
It's been 29 for me. Pretty.
You're on the way to Buffalo, but it's still a long way to go. A lot of hours of driving, and the small rain is coming down. And you just want to be there. No more of this apartness and struggle.
We have to go through this. We have to stop in Scottsboro
for the shopping.
Mary's stores.
I can't believe that.
That was the Thanksgiving show. If you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at rumblestripvermont@gmail.com. Rumblestrip is distributed on the radio by Vermont Public. This is Rumblestrip. I'm Erica Heilman. Thanks a lot for listening.